Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and good morning, good afternoon, and happy Monday. You are listening live to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson, and I am so excited to be with all of you today. I shut my phone off before we connected today to make sure we're totally with each other, and I want no interference. I'm super excited about this topic that came to me, but it is May 11th. We are, I believe, close to the noon hour or thereabouts, give or take. I am also asking, if you are listening for the first time, please come on over to our page and like and subscribe so we know you're here and we welcome you this morning. It is a hot day here in Central Florida. I still say South Florida, which I'm sure I'll be seeing more of. And I am finally, even though for you guys, you know, keeping a little surprise for a couple weeks is not a big deal. And I'm sure many of you have an easy time with that, but I will announce now that I'm going to be a grandmother, and it's a boy. And I was holding it out last week, but I really wanted to say it. And I wanted to wait and be respectful of my daughter-in-law's mom, who finally announced it on Mother's Day. And we're very, very excited. We are having a Virgo baby, we believe. And I know it seems very fast. They're definitely on the express track. It was a big, huge shock. No one knew, including the bride. And I believe that wholeheartedly because she is such a little butterfly, for a lack of, or a fairy girl. You know, she's definitely a sweetheart and definitely of this world for kindness, but she's also hilariously, and I'm teasing you when I say this because she's brilliant, but she is blonde. She forgot to mention the fact, and I kept asking her and asking her and asking her because both Sydney and myself thought she was going to be pregnant at the wedding. And when she wasn't, quote unquote, I was kind of poking at her tummy under the dress. And I was like, Amanda, are you like, you know, she goes, oh, you know, I thought for some reason I was just going through this phase because I lost weight for the wedding and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, there you go. So in any case, super excited. 8:31 is our due date. And we are all very much about this baby. We just found out he's healthy. Thank God. I'm elated, as you all must know. Kat announced her news last week, and we had another pregnant woman. And I always talk about Serena and Shelby, and who I adore, and we have this little thing going on, and everybody else I get to experience, you know, all of these babies, and you all know by now, it is my favorite topic in the world, other than our intuition. And I thought it would be a little fun today. We've been going through a little bit here with all that being said, and I'm super grateful for every one of you. I'm so excited to announce that tomorrow is 1-2 day over at 1-2 Listen before I get lost in our day. And it's a great day to have a reading. I see Christine Dumouriez in the chat this morning. Good morning to you. Thank you for that. Where is Jamie? I see you. Good morning. Good morning to all of you today. I'm super excited. I have one more quick announcement before we continue, only because you have all been asking. So many, many years ago, my very best friend from kindergarten and I were having a conversation, and this is part of what I want to talk about, because the universe, God, when you have faith and you are at wit's end, or you are in a place of not knowing what to do and you're desperate, or you're knowing something has to change and you're kicking and screaming inside, or you have that anxiety or angst or that knowing, that intuition that can shock you day to day. And I'm sure you've had experiences. And so my intuition for myself is very different. And Chris, I don't know, Jamie, you too. I don't know if all of you or any of you, when it comes to your own stuff, you know, you're like, oh God, it's a little bit different. The information comes through differently. And so, yes, it is my first grandbaby. And I expect it to be only one of two. So I'm very, very excited. And so I feel with ourselves, my very best friend said, hey, I know you need to do this or you need to do something else and you have to get yourself out there. Yeah, I don't get it the same either. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she said, well, I'm doing readings at Mark Husson's company, One to Listen. And ironically, without her knowing this, I had run across Mark on the computer somehow. And I was like trying to see who he was, whatever. It stood out to me in another circumstance, like another shocking like alignment, right? So we get these shocking situations. Anyway, long story short, I talked to Mark, da 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 da. Here we are 18 plus years later. And we are now, I finally decided that I could be with you all. I could be with One to Listen always. And of course, continue my work there with 100% clarity. I have been asked, oh, does this mean you're going to be, you know, going out and doing your own thing? And I said, absolutely not. This is where I eat, breathe, sleep, and work, as you all know. I will be with my best friend on a podcast on May 28th, starting Thursdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. So that's a little early for you guys on the West Coast. So we're going to try to work that out over time and maybe, you know, do something every other week at a different, you know, we'll just keep it Thursdays for now at 10 at Eastern. I absolutely adore this woman. She is my longest soul connection. We are so excited to be with you all. And we will also continue to help. And what I want to do is support you in your growth and really, really help you in your own intuition as well. And so with that being said, I thought it would be a fun exercise today because I've been thinking. You all have this uncanny voice, just like I had that vision of Mark. Then Krista brought him up. I had no idea the two were tied together because even though she's my best friend, we never talk about business, so to speak. I had my life here. She has her life in New Jersey, blah, 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 blah. It all aligned. She knew I was in a place, you know, and I hadn't said it prior to her, but in seconds, something happened and it was like a miraculous moment. Well, it's a tiny moment that changed everything. And that's a God moment. Because we can't do these things. We don't make these. It was almost like a trial. And I really believed at that time, and this is what I mean by my intuition for you guys and my intuition for myself are totally opposite. I'm like, oh, even if I fail, at least I tried, you know? And I said to Mark, I don't think I could ever do this, but I'm going to try. And it just worked out. And so we have those moments with our intuition. And my intuitions can be a little crazy sometimes, and that's okay. And what I want to know from you all this morning before we get into our readings, and sorry, I don't know the time because I literally shut my phone off and now I'm realizing I have no idea what time it is, but that's okay. Sometimes it's better that way. What is the personality of your own intuition? Do you ever ask yourself that? And how do you feel about it? Is it an old grandma that's yelling at you all the time? Is it a funny, humorous clown that is, thank you, Jamie. Is it a funny clown that is hilarious and you just kind of step on, like some of us have dumb luck, but it really, it's intuitive. I feel it's our higher selves operating the show. Is it a little girl yelling and screaming at you to not do certain things or a little man or a little, you know, whatever that may be? Or is it a collective personality of others where you connect to? is it God's voice? Is it that inner light? Like, what is your personality around your intuition? Because I feel, and I know this is so Gemini of me, I feel nothing is accidental. And I feel we may, and is it that quiet voice that speaks to you, or that tone of just a knowing, you know, where is your personality around your intuition? Because I feel as a Gemini that it's very, very different for everyone. Because even though I have those two sides, I'm always talking to myself quietly or out loud. I feel like everyone has an intuitive personality that is very different than themselves. That's why we can really see for everyone else, but we really, when it comes to ourselves, what's taking over? When we surrender ourselves and our control of things for ourselves, we get more information. We give it a whirl. We, you know, maybe it is something funny or something serious, or where's your personality that separates it? And I'm not suggesting anyone has a dual personality, but I am suggesting that your intuition is coming from a very much higher place. Your spirit with God or your higher power is a very different voice. Right. I'm going to talk about that, Kat. Thank you. It's a very, I'm sometimes, as you know, altering how I speak with you all one-on-one. I know some of you know. And I try to align with your vibration because, and or take you to a place of a different vibration if I know that's what you need. And that comes from my intuitive part, which is higher, which has spent a lot of time in meditation, prayer, la la land, you know, this whimsical thing that happens out in the world. But in that whimsical place that we all have, or that more serious grandma that's always talking to us, when you know, or you hear, or you see, or you feel, or all these things, how many of you have had like an unexpected miracle because this is going on inside of you? Because miracles come from our intuition. Moments nothing is an accident. If you're not getting on that, I use this all the time. If I'm not getting on an airplane, and I change my flight or whatever it may be. Now I don't want to get on any airplane, and you all know this is true. But back in the day when I used to go to Denver, I sometimes changed my plans because my intuition was saying, don't get on that plane, or don't do this, or don't do that. And, you know, we had a longstanding joke that I would say, just get me there so I could see Mark and John. And that's really what I wanted. And if, on the way home, if something occurs, whatever. But I have changed flights for that reason out of my intuition. So you have all of this going on inside of you to help you in your life. So what I want to suggest today is make friends with yourself and your higher power, and kind of look at the personality. How are you different in your intuitive personality than you are really in your regular life personality? Don't you think sometimes people would think you were crazy if you were going into that intuitive personality? Or don't you think that it's kind of sometimes counterintuitive because in real time it looks a certain way, but you know deep down something different? And so for yourselves, there is a lot of fear or perhaps projection or assumption that is taking place. But when we're reading for others or we're connecting with others, you know, we just kind of know, and, you know, it flows outward, you know? So I think, you know, you all know. So if you had a personality that was your intuition, what do you think it would be like? Is it like a screaming Mimi? Is it a super clown? Is it a super woman? Is it a superman? Like, where is that coming from? And I believe that getting to know that piece of you and really focusing on your personality in this way, seeing your differences and stuff, arguing with yourselves. Chris, I don't know if you're still here. Jamie, you too. Isn't it, and all of you, please chime in. How often do you argue with your different personality, your intuitive self, you know? And so I really, really believe that we do, until it's a miracle a masterful moment, divine timing, alignment, something safe, secure, special that falls into our lap. Where does this come from? It's genuinely not coming from our controlling or micromanaging every day. Right, Lois? Right. But it doesn't really come when we're in this part of the, I was going to say in this part of town, but it's true. We're over here in this part of town. We're in another town altogether when these things occur. Chris says she's in constant dialogue with her higher self, right? You have like, and I'm not, and you know, I'm teasing when I say this. It is like, okay, who's this person over here? And sometimes isn't it true that we don't really believe our own higher selves for ourselves, but we know for others, and then it can come off a certain way. Or I'm saying, you know, I don't want to take this for granted, but I don't want to say this in a you know, cockier way or confident way. And yeah, argumentative for sure. So it's funny, but for others, we get to like flow with it. And it just, I think it's just like those God moments. So, and I love that. And I feel, Tara says her higher self is a Gemini also. And it is very true. Lynn says her intuition is a strong, confident knowing, positive or seeming negative, like Wonder Woman. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes I keep myself, and you guys know, and I know Chris and Jamie know as well on the site or in any capacity. It's funny because we don't want to, you don't want to be too confident with it. Like Lynn, I'm talking to you now, but we know you can be confident because you're so skilled. And then sometimes our information can be a little on the negative side. And that's not really what we want for the person, but we have to stay in that that place of empowerment and truth. You have to be in truth. And in the moment when we, and especially for myself, and I don't want to speak for the girls, but I'm sure, and I know they're very gifted. All of us are here. This whole room is gifted. It's funny because, you know, sometimes when God's knocking on your door, and we could say one thing, but God's like knocking on the door going, wait a minute, you better add this to the situation or whatever. And you all get this in yourselves. And so Lynn, she says, she's strong, confident, knowing, positive or seeming negative. It's not a negativity. It's an absolute truth of authenticity. So I love that. And now Denise said, Tara said, you definitely have told me things I need to know but don't want to hear. Yeah, sometimes that happens. I had a client earlier in the week who I had to say something that wasn't fun. And it's always been like an extremely positive experience for him and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I could tell his experience was not extremely positive. And he's an honest person. So he was like, oh, I'm satisfied instead of extremely satisfied or whatever. But then afterwards, I guess he went and, you know, changed it because he realized what he did, but it was because the information was hurtful in his heart and it was very difficult, but he realized it was true. So, you know, the whole thing is that when we tell the truth in every way, you have to remember we are all for everyone's highest good. And so our intuitive self, though, is a little gutsier than our real self. We don't get to control the messages. I love that invitation. Thank you, Chris. We don't get to control the messages. We don't have anything to do in real time for controlling what's coming through. We don't manipulate the tools. We don't, it's like, okay, we're shooting the messenger. People want to shoot the messengers for all of you too. Even in you, okay, as a mom, happy Mother's Day, a little, you know, everyone, I hope you had an amazing Mother's Day weekend. And as a mother, you know, with your children, you see the writing's on the wall. There's, you know, you see the other side of the tunnel, knowing you got to get through the tunnel first for them and things like this. With that part of your intuition, though, it's amazing because I think that's another intuitive personality that comes out as well, only with our children as moms. And so, you know, you have that, I call it more of a God, we have a godly connection to our children in some way, a universal strength that comes through in even a bigger way, you know? And I believe that knowing that and taking that part of our persona with us to our sessions together or to you all here and our time together, we all want for each other's highest good no matter what. And that's a great thing. When we bring that personality to the table of our intuition, please remember, and for all of you, you can't control that person, that part of your persona. You don't get to change it. It is divine. It is protected. It is safe. It is nothing we can change. Even you can pull 22 times the tower, or you could pull 22 times the 10 of cups. And if this is a future prediction, you don't feel this way in the now. You just want to make sure along the way you're on the right road and the journey happens. And sometimes our free will can get in the way of A to Z. But we don't. Now, this is where your real-time self comes in. So Michelle said her intuitive self is so protected. It has her feeling so protected. In real time, yes, Tara, thank you. We need to learn and grow to be in this world. We live on the earth, by the way, even though the aliens are starting to show, they're saying. We're still human and we have to live here. So we are definitely in this place of understanding that our intuition at times can be more wise. Always more wise, I believe, but I don't want to say always because it sounds like never or forever and it just doesn't exist in human form. But we want to say that we don't get to control anything but our choices, I guess, day to day. And when we stop trying to control those choices in our human lives and we start giving things to our higher power, our intuition gets stronger and we are more protected and we feel that protection. And so when we're not trying to micromanage our daily lives in real time, what happens in that whimsy space of our intuition or that crazy ass grandmother that's screaming at us upstairs or that little kid that really wants to do the wrong thing, but you know, you have to do the right thing. All of these things, what is it? That's like a totally different personality than what we have to be here day to day. And so we know when it's divine, we get lucky in that space. We get unexpected miracles. We get divine timing. We get a lot of, what do we say? Like the fruit of the vine, the fruit of the spirit. We get to really feel that sacredness of things in unexpected ways. And we also get to now, finally, and then I'll move and I'll start doing your readings and your questions. But I'm so grateful for your participation because I feel like this is so important moving on and moving forward in this crazy world. You think, Karen, you're in a chameleon a little bit? Where is that one space in your home? I'll challenge you, and I love a report. Where is that one space in your home that your intuitive self loves and your intuitive self can't be with? That's the next thing. Our space means everything. Is there a place in your home that you don't really care for with you? And like, there's a couple little places for me that, oh, I have to go somewhere to do a reading, or I have to be here to do a reading, or I have to be there to do a reading, but I can't be over here or over there. Ladies, do you go through that at all? I'm weird like that. I don't know if it's like and so we try to clear these things out, but I think you know what I mean. Your space means the world. And I think that when we don't have alignment in a certain place in our home, then we want to take a look at that space and work with your intuitive self. And now I gave everybody an alter personality today. And I feel I'm outside a lot too. Thank you. That's very true. But when we look at that space that we're not really caring about, what is that? You know, it's a good test question for your own intuition for yourself. Is it Michelle said she has altars all over her home. Getting in touch and connected in your home is a very good thing as well. Because your physical body may love a certain room and your intuition is like, hey, I want to say, hey, bitch, but that's because I was with my daughter and daughter-in-law yesterday. They were a little off the chain. But you're really talking to yourself and your intuition may say, well, I like it over here and you're comfortable over there. And so you're just think about your space. And if one is more comfortable with the other and vice versa, like, yeah, you want to sit your butt on the couch and watch TV and your physical body loves that. But where does your intuition operate the best, you know? So all of these things to ponder. You could tell I've been meditating and thinking too much, but I wanted to share because I feel like you are all so blessed. But I think honoring our higher self is better than, you know, remembering and beating our higher selves up for, you know, why am I feeling this way? Every time you ask yourself if you're crazy, you know damn well that's the truth coming out of your head or your, you know, space, whatever, your vision, your hearing, your knowing, your feeling, all of this is so intuitive and together. Okay, I'm going to come to the room now. Let me see who I'm missing. Laura says, thank you, everyone, for supporting her through the loss of her brother. Thank you for being with us always. Hi, Randy, good morning. Do you have a question for me? Suzanne, good morning to you. Hi, Kelly, Jamie, Chris, Becca. Happy belated Mother's Day to you as well, always, all of you. All right, now who did I say last week? This is a memory question now. All right. Jean cannot locate this damn ring. But she has found the jewelry clasp that looked like one. Did we talk about it being near a carpet or not? And St. Anthony's been so good the last couple of days to so many people. Oh God, I feel it up against something. I do feel that. I'll be there, Randy. Yeah, you were the one. Thank you. Thank you for my memory, my little memory link there. Jean, you're going to find it. Did I tell you that before? It's coming. I have zero doubts it's going to happen. Do we have until... Okay, so I feel two time frames here, Monday night and Thursday. I also feel like you have a grandmother helper. So we asked St. Anthony, but we asked your grandmother also. Have you had any connection to your grandmother whatsoever in the past? Real time or spirit time? I feel like there's a helper there for you. And I also feel like the next, I don't know, how soon are you going to be in that space? I still know it's there. I almost feel like it was knocked over as well. But I do think you're going to find it. So if you don't have this connection with a grandmother energy from the past, then we're just going to go ahead and go a little deeper and say you have a great grandmother protection vibe, and we're going to use that energy for help, okay? Oh, it's her ring. Oh, good. Okay, listen, this is what we're going to do. We need her help. She knows where it is. Let's focus on that. She had some connection, but it is her ring. Okay, good. It's good. It's going to happen. She'll help. Okay. All right. You come back and tell me. I know this is crazy. They're saying for Monday, Thursday. I don't know how can Monday, Thursday. I like Monday afternoon. I like Thursday too, but we're going to do it. Okay. Okay. Thank you. You come back and tell us. I don't, you know, sometimes I know I drive you guys crazy. I'm a little further ahead in my seeing sometimes. And it just takes time. You're going to find the harangue. And I didn't connect the grandmother thing, but I do connect because she's with you or she's there in the space with the ring. No doubt. It's almost like if we talk to her, envision her, ask her to point, looking down, she's a huge energy up there. Like ask her to point, looking down. We'll do that. Like visualize it. Okay. Okay, good. We'll say thank you, Grandma, with St. Anthony. Part of me doesn't even know if she likes St. Anthony, but we say thank you, Grandma, or whatever you called her. Okay? I, Randy. I feel like you're due a little unexpected last-minute positive. I see a little passion. And I feel like an unexpected turn of events or turn of the tide in a really good way within the next 5 weeks or so. But I also feel, and I know this is cuckoo, there's something about strawberry. No idea why. I don't know if it's the color. I don't know if it's the food. I'm going back and forth. I'm almost thinking about strawberry shortcake, but I'm not on the cake part. I'm on like the character. I don't know what this is. There's some kind of sign for you there, or there's somebody maybe that has a child around you with this thing. Oh, she ate strawberries today. Okay. Okay. Got it. Well, maybe, and they're very good for you, by the way. I love them for your body and your physicality, but there's something about this other doll, like, you know, strawberry shortcake, the doll, da, 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 all about the strawberries. The color of a strawberry is special for you right now. And I love that. Okay. But keep eating them. They're good for you. Mm-hmm. I feel like your body needs them. I don't even know what that, I don't really know off the top of my head right now. I know, I'm thinking something about this. It's good for something. And soon you can have some watermelon too. You need hydration like this. I like it. It really aligns. Oh, I know why. Because it increases your intuition too. I just forgot. Duh. Yeah, that's a good thing. All right. Keep eating them. Your intuition's on the rise. Then you got this little unexpected great turn of events within 5 weeks. I like that. Something unexpected. All right. You're doing great. All right, we have to say happy anniversary to Tara and Sean. And that is such a blessing, 15 years. What is your one piece of advice that you would like to share in the room for all of the single people who will be married, the single people who are taking a breath, and the married people who feel sometimes they just can't get it right, or they can't align, or there's issue. And in those moments of misalignment, or issues, they are the moments when we have those choices of free will to go all in and try to fix something. As long as we understand we can't fix the other person, we're doing well. Randy said that she feels like her intuition has been super high, lots of vivid dreams and ear ringing. I like that too. I feel a nutrition boost as well for you, okay? Okay, let me see who's next. Dun, 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 dun. Feng Shui phase one. Lois, what do you mean by that? Oh, is that what it is to clear that space? Please share if you can. I love that. You know, tell me what that is. Thank you for sharing that, though. Oh, Randy said she has a big trip in 5 weeks. Oh, good. That is like, she's so excited for it. That's going to be so good. You're going to get a lot of insight on that trip, and you're probably going to change a few things when you return, but many blessings. This is very special. Something, there's more to the story, but we don't want to, like, this is great. Okay, sweetie, thank you for that. Okay, we'll get into that more before you leave, because I'll be checking you out and making sure you're going in one piece, coming back whole, but I know you will. You're going to be more whole then. I feel like you're going to meet somebody exciting or interesting, or there's a few people around. And yeah, I like it. A new way to live. Something like this, in a good way. Okay, let's take a look. Laura, she said she sadly tried to give herself a concussion yesterday. Goodness gracious. If there's time, can you please check? Okay, so she's having a cranial sacral session, and we're going to surround her with love and good energy, because just so you know, you're going to be fine. I promise you. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving you medical advice, but I really do believe that you are going to be okay. I feel that part of me feels there's a little bit of energy. You're going to clear some grief, okay? And I believe this, and it doesn't happen instantly or anything like that, but be prepared for a little bit of release. I also feel like you're going to be, this is a process. It's all part of the plan. And this is like another thing I was talking about, our intuition, how we do these crazy things. Oh, we missed the train, but it fell off the track an hour later and we weren't on it. Thank goodness. Thank God. We banged the head similarly, even though this is, thank God, it's not life or death, but you bang the head to get the cranial sacral session to clear a little bit of grief and to help you heal, or at least begin the process of what will be a bit more healing. Of course, there is no timing on our healing. It's continuum. And so I feel that for you. It's the stupid ass humor of God's will for our lives, the universe's plan for our lives, and everything else in between. The craziest things happen through trauma or what looks like an accident. How many of you have ever, God forbid, and I'm not saying this is not a future question. This is a now question from the past. How many of you have been in a car accident or a little fender bender that actually slowed you down from not going somewhere else that could have been worse? And somebody, you know, some of us are doubters. Like, you could say, oh, that's just a bunch of horse shit, blah, 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 blah. But it's not, because how many times has it been proven time and time again? Just like, I'm sorry, Laura, that you hit your head. I feel you should see a doctor or get checked out if you haven't already. I know you're going to be okay, but this is a lot of grief coming through. And this is good that you're going for cranial sacral work. Do not, I highly suggest and recommend that you don't overdo this cranial sacral work, because we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We have to really take time to ingest it, okay? And just be with it. Okay. Karen says her mood, oh, Lois, who is a feng shui expert, is here and a designer, and she is doing some fabulous work in New York, but she can also hone in on some distance space healing and energy. She's going to kill me, by the way, but that's okay. But the bottom line is this. She knows how to correct or fix things without even knowing she's doing it. And so what happens is, she just said that I had said about the space and everything else. She said that's phase one. So thank you. And I feel like there have been moments also where things, when things don't work out, when things are about to get too difficult, things change in our space, even though we're fussing, like removing someone, removing, unfortunately, a person or a pet or a friend or however it ends. And I'm not only talking about life and death, but I'm talking about even in real time, our sometimes our relationships have an expiration date and sometimes they never do, you know? And so I feel like so many things that can happen that are weird or sad or hard are meant to be. And I don't think that's BS. I believe this with all my might. And if you have anything to share about this, Tara does. She said, Donnie fell off his bike yesterday. He's covered in scrapes. And of course, today is track and field day at school. Yeah, but what if, you know, I'm sorry. I understand. But to me, that's like protection sometimes, you know? I hate to say it, but I just feel, I actually feel like it was preventing something else. But you guys get the point on all this stuff, okay? And I don't really want to ever doubt these great things that happen in our lives because they happen to every one of us. And we're all so aligned and synchronized in this way. And so how are your personalities coming along? I think, you know, when you're young, you have imaginary friends. So your spirit is like, Gene, I'm laughing. I'm going to come to you in a sec. I had a friend named Clumsy. And I used to talk to her and she used to tell me everything and she was always right. And I used to catch people doing bad things. I was like a real little pain in the butt when I was young. But that's how my intuition started to grow because I would feel things. I would hear people saying things and then I'd see them doing all these things, weird visions and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh God, this is a lie. I mean, I've done that and even sadly church. But the point being is that we learn how to see through, you know? And Clumsy was very informative. And one day, and that's what reminds me of our intuition, because Clumsy is always in the back of my mind because I actually had to let her go. And I won't tell you the end of that, but I had to make it end. And the reason I made it end was because I came into my own intuition and I started arguing with her, right? And so this is how it all happened. But for you guys, it's like this. Hi, Becca. Good morning. I didn't even see you. I'm so grateful you're here. It's like this. You, in real time, should stop fussing or arguing with what you become as an intuitive creature because your intuition can become stronger than what your real-time self is, you know? So if you get along and you make friends with it, it'll be better for you moving forward and it'll bring you things in your life that could never be possible without it. Now, Jean says, her guiding spirit looks like the specter in Alastair Sim's Scrooge. It doesn't even speak. It points at the picture. I like that. My beautiful godson is here today. I love you and miss you too. I hope you talk to me soon. We will. Let me see who's in. Pam said her intuition is a nagger. I like that. Denise says she's hearing this voice more clearly lately. It's getting harder to doubt it. I love that so, so much. Yes, I do think you're going to Italy. Oh, I have people in Italy right now. And it's fabulous looking. And I would really encourage this. And somebody said to me the other day that my intuition was less strict about travel than it has been in a long time. So that means I feel like you're safer in the world. And Denise, I do feel like you deserve that in the fall. I think that would satisfy you too. And I also think your intuition wants to be there for your higher self because of a past life experience. And you need that now to propel you forward in a very meaningful way. I hope that helps. Randy said that she never thought of it. Like, she thinks of herself as logical, but her intuition feels like a little delulu, but mainly because I feel like I pick up on something out of nowhere. We are a little delulu, and I like that name. Kat, she said she came to a pendulum through her mother. She gifted it to her after I handled it, but with the pendulum, the voice is like, of course this is. It's very curt and short and almost snappy, very funny to her. Yeah, that's not your personality at all, right? We got to become one with it. This is all part of the process of our balance and our blending and our inner peace and our ability to learn and grow and strengthen over time to not doubt those things. Because when we put doubt out there, hi, Lori Winter, it's so nice that you're here. I see you now. Thank you for being here today. I haven't seen you in a bit. I think I caught you one at the end of my last visit here with you guys, but I'm so grateful you're here as well. You know, it's funny because we have to learn. Do you guys believe that sometimes in the world it's kind of cruddy, no matter what we do, no matter what we think, no matter what we believe, whatever our lessons and learnings and teachings are, we have to follow that path. And often we don't have control over anything. And God is knocking on our door in those moments, or your higher power is knocking on your door. Sometimes he has to bash down the door, crack the windows, you know, break everything and knock you on the head. But in any case, you get the point. The less we doubt ourselves, the less we doubt our higher self, the less we doubt God, the less we doubt the universe, the more things are going to turn in our favor. I think there's truth to the fact that we can agree that making mistakes can sometimes be very, very beneficial. And we have the support of so many other energies, you know, to correct these things. And I hope that helps. I have to talk to Lara now. Lori, good morning to you. I'm just seeing you. And Lori, let us know that you're live today, if you're going to be live coming up after the show. And then I know Christine, if please go ahead and share your show with us here so everybody can tune in to you as well. Now, Christine also works off of numbers and openings. Like sometimes, like if I use astrology and I say, what is your birthday? And I go from there and I open. Chris works with a lot of numbers, and that's how she opens. And there are certain connections that are very, we have connections with different tools that are more powerful than others for each other and you know, individually. So that's very true. Okay, now, Lara, good morning, 1-2 family. Cat surgery is Friday. The hospital's billing is requiring 20. I do believe you're going to get, I could say this right off my head. I believe you're going to get the support and the help that you need. I think the hospitals, I know this actually firsthand regarding my husband. They have been really, really generally on top of what happened with our healthcare system. And I definitely believe you're going to get support. And please, I really feel that way. Everybody's writing at the same time. God's rejection is our protection. That's very good. Very true. I know. We want to kick and scream about these things, though. Oh, I'm sick of hearing that and da, 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 da. Never say never. Mark Husson always used to remind me, Kat, at the end of your sentence, if you're not really, you know, you're a Gemini, say for right now. True. Lori is going live today. Thank you very much. Let me just see one more thing, okay? Tara believes that Donnie was prevented from something else. Last week they said prepay or reschedule, and I did not read. Well, you have to try again. You have to really negotiate this. You've been waiting way too long, and we cannot get complacent. We're all wishing you a speedy recovery, Lara, but you can't be complacent with these people. I know. I know it's very time consuming and very exhausting. I wish there was someone you can go see in person as well, because I know there's help out there. And let me just make sure I have everyone. So let me just think about something, guys. Hold on. So for the week, you can all share the Three of Cups energy. And it is body, mind, and spirit. Of course, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, body, mind, spirit, man, woman, child. So much connection and a strengthening of your faith can occur when you align yourselves with your higher selves and become friends. Give it a persona that it's never had before. It loves attention, you know, and really, really get out in your world, and not only for yourself, but for others. How can you really serve, or what can you give of yourselves that you haven't before? Because no matter what you think, feel, see, whatever skills you're honing, the spirit of generosity is really the way to go. And it opens you up like nothing else ever. So don't forget that from me either. I have to say thank you to Serena, who has been amazing. And she is amazing for all of you. She has a little new, I shouldn't say little new. I'd say little because she's like my adopted niece or something, you know, like, but she is, she's like a little soul sister. And I have to say, she has a new show coming, a renewed show. She certainly isn't new, but she's a renewed show, and it looks fantastic. It's about what you should be focusing on. And I love that. And we all should be focusing on something, but this gives you a good start for that. And enjoy her and enjoy everybody. And Lori's coming up live. I'll see you guys next week. Mark Husson, thanks for everything. Don't forget, tomorrow's 1-2 day, everybody. It's a great day to have a reading over at 1-2listen.com. And we'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you.